they've done before. You'll find what's left of us in a cloud of dust on Highway 4. Baby, what did you expect me to do? Just sit around and wait on you while I'm through watching you just skate around the truth. And I know it sounds trite, I've seen the light.
Here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. How quickly did the water come up in Spencer, Iowa, hit hard by weekend flooding?
It was not bad at all. It was just like a little bit on the roads. And then literally within an hour, we woke up at 8, and then like an hour later, our whole driveway was completely flooded. So it was rising very quickly.
Bailey Mower, one of 250 people who had to be rescued because of the high water. Police in the southern Russian region of Dagestan say 15 police officers and several civilians, including an Orthodox priest, were killed by armed militants on Sunday, the gunmen opening fire on two churches, a synagogue, and a police post. Today marking 2 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, in that time 14 states have enacted near-total bans on abortion. President Biden and former President Donald Trump prepping for this weekend's first presidential debate. There will be no studio audience, and microphones will be shut off when the other person is talking, rules that were agreed to by both Biden and Trump in advance. This is ABC News. It's all down to tonight, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Panthers host the Oilers after Florida lost a 3-game-to-none series lead. Celebrations in Santa Cruz, California, after rescue teams found a hiker missing for more than a week and a half.
34-year-old Luke McClish set out for a hike on June 11th in the Santa Cruz Mountains, where he says he got lost. McClish was declared missing 5 days later on Father's Day when he didn't show up for a dinner. Rescuers finally found him last Thursday. The sheriff's office says they deployed drones and a team from California State Parks, including rescue dogs. During the search, witnesses reported hearing someone yelling for help, leading officials to McClish, who says he lost 30 pounds over the 10 days.
That's ABC's Danny New. New accusations against Apple. Regulators in the European Union say Apple is breaking rules on competition by preventing developers with apps in the App Store from letting customers know if it might be cheaper if they get their apps elsewhere. The potential fines could hit billions. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Severe Saturday night storms and tornadoes rumbled through southern Wisconsin. A likely tornado destroyed historic Apple Grove Lutheran Church in the Lafayette County village of Argyle. City of Janesville said in a statement there was considerable damage to structures and infrastructure there. No one was injured. Local elections clerks have been facing harassment over the state's new absentee ballot envelopes. WKOW-TV reports a new London man has sent emails to clerks across the state saying the new envelopes are illegal and he'll sue any clerk who uses them. That's despite their being approved by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And there are plenty of job vacancies in Wisconsin, but if you're coming off of a job in a specialized field, it might be hard to get a new position. The State Department of Workforce Development says you might need to consider a change to get back into the workforce, including relocation or even upskilling into a new line of work. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th in Chippewa Falls. We've got your favorite fair food, the rides, and the games, and don't forget the animals and exhibits. It's all at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And on the Lightning Cool's main stage, it's One Vision of Queen featuring Mark Martel, Lee Bryce, Ludacris, and Wisconsin's very own Charlie Barron. Purchase tickets and learn more at NWSFA.com. We'll see you at the fair.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-579-6610. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-579-6610. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-579-6610.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll have highs in the low 80s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Some of those storms could be severe. We'll see a low around 70 degrees. Winds out of the southwest up to 25. Mostly sunny and 84 on your Tuesday. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, 74 and 76 with sunshine on Thursday.
Right now, it's 62.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
When it comes want you anytime you want to. You're burning me alive. I can't deny you, even when I catch you.
I've about had it. I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait, 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Down by, I've forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor man. I'm so sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind, a twist in a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Maybe it's the freedom. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab you, honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Get right with my soul. All I gotta do is take the some old back road to the shady spot where things get hot, girl. Way down, way down, way down, some old back road.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Baby, to try to get a date. My boss says, no dice, son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use a car to go riding next Sunday. Well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick. Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work a lick. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote, I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. The summertime blues. No, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, and Alan Jackson, Summertime Blues, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the mid to upper 50s across the region this morning, and we're expecting afternoon highs in the 80s, but we're going to see some showers and storms. Some of those could be severe today, and we'll have details with our ag weather forecast this hour. Also, this hour, we'll talk with Finley Knoll, She's a Buffalo County Dairy Princess and had a chance to talk with her at the Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast yesterday. And congratulations as well to Marbeck Dairy on a very, very nice breakfast that we had yesterday. Had to move it, of course, because of all the rain. And now, this coming Saturday, we wrap up June Dairy Month at the Gilbertson Family Farm just outside of Elk Mound. And we're going to talk with Kevin Gilbertson later this morning at about 9:15 or so as we kick off our salute to the Gilbertson family and our spotlight on their farm as well. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a micro-epoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The micro-epoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
David Krasowski, Stonex Dairy Group Broker in Chicago. Dave, last Tuesday's global dairy trade auction saw some record butter prices. U.S. butter has come down a little bit and is no longer the highest priced butter in the world. What's going on?
Well, there's demand for fat, Lee. Fat is back in vogue, I guess. You know, I actually can't tell you what's going on, except that the price you're talking about on GDT was contract one, which is 40 cents. It's about 380 something, 383, I think, and it's 40 some odd cents higher than the second contract out. So actually the structure of the GDT market is quite bullish still. And, you know, with the nearby contracts, I can't speak to why that first contract gets it. It's the spot contract. And I think what it is just people are finally capitulating into having to get ownership. They're like, I've waited for this thing to come down. It's not coming down. I just have to go get it. That's really the only explanation. There doesn't seem to be a terrific milk supply issue that just came out, you know, in that part of the world or even in Europe. European milk production seems to be doing better. The U.S., obviously, we've got our own problems you and I have talked about. And the principal problem at the moment, outside of the seasonal weather that we're seeing, obviously some hot pockets starting to blow up here in the upper Midwest, it's going to put some strain on some animals. Not a big deal today, but over the next couple of weeks, we'll see how things develop. But the big problem is avian flu. And this is still alive and well and very under the radar generally. There's no, you know, sense in throwing up a bunch of flags when you get it on your dairy. But if you talk to individual dairy producers, as I do, a lot of these guys have it. And it's knocking down milk production materially. It's going to be something we're dealing with for a while.
What about Canada and Mexico? Are they seeing any of it yet?
Not to my knowledge, although the conversations I've had south of the border in Mexico seems to point to some tighter milk supplies overall, but I have not heard anything about avian flu in either of those areas. I'd have to imagine it's only a matter of time, but you know, it's possible it's out there and I just don't know about it, but yeah, no, I haven't heard anything.
Well, certainly something to keep our eyes on. Thank you, David. David Krasowski, Stonex Dairy Group Broker in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Some of you might think that it is common sense to take care of what you have. For some people it is, depending on our beliefs or our habits.
If we take care of the things in our life, they will last longer and retain their value. This truth applies to the car in your garage and all of the other things that you own.
This powerful principle also is connected to the people or relationships in our life. Unfortunately, sometimes the people in our lives get less attention than our possessions.
What habit can you change to take better care of something or someone in your life? And please don't discount the value of taking good care of yourself. There are many miracles attached to taking care of what we have.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
USDA's latest outlook for milk production, trade, and prices shows similar month-over-month upward trends, as we hear from USDA Radio's Rod Bain.
Most of the moves made by USDA in the June dairy production, supply, demand, and price forecast reflected upward trends. World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski.
U.S. milk production virtually unchanged for both 2024 and 2025 this month. Some offsets there are trade in products. Our fat basis imports raised this month. And then on the other hand, on a fat basis, we raised our export forecast.
The forecasted higher milk prices by category and class for June look like this.
All of our primary product prices this month relative to last month for both 2024 and 2025. So cheese, butter, non-fat, dry milk, dry whey prices all showing some strength with those higher prices. Class prices increase as well.
With the all milk price forecast raised from the previous month, 40 cents for this year, 60 cents for 2025. Yet year over year still down one dime at $21.50 per hundredweight. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Don't be impossible.
about you. I'm crazy about you. Don't be stupid.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and Shania Twain and Don't Be Stupid here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning and 59 in downtown Durand, let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, July milk up 2 to 1977, August up 5 to 2062, September down 1 to 2048, October milk steady at 2010. Cheese markets from Friday were lower. Barrels down 1 to 192. 40-pound blocks down 3 quarters to 184 and a half. 7 trade a barrel, 11 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1 to 309, 7 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a quarter to 120 and a half, 2 trades on the day. Dry whey down 1 to 47, 1 trade on the day. Live and cattle futures are live cattle and cattle feeder cattle futures are called mixed. Hogs are called mixed as well. Now, live cattle futures were drifting at the close Friday as traders didn't have a good handle on cash in the cattle on feed report. Cash did trade higher at the close, but the report was viewed as bearish, and so that could also pressure prices today. Hogs followed a similar pattern as cash and cutouts were mixed, really providing no clear direction. June live cattle opened the day at 187.60, August 183.15, October 183.62. August feeder cattle open at 258.37, September 259.90, October at 260.62. July hogs open at 92.05, August 89.32, October 76.32. Meanwhile, at the Board of Trade, corn markets are lower. Soybeans are higher. Wheat is mixed today. Soybeans continue to find some support, one due to strength in the product prices here this morning, and also some weather concerns as well here in the U.S. on too much rain and even some of the severe weather as well from over the weekend. July corn down a half this morning at 434 and a half. September down 1.5 to 439. December down 1.75 to 451 and a half. July beans up 8 to 1168 and a half. August up 6.25 to 1153 and a quarter. New crop up 3.5 to 1123 and a half. July soybean meal up 270 this morning to 364.50. July soybean oil up 6 cents to 44 even. Chicago wheat July down 1.75 to 559.75. September up 1.25 to 577. Minneapolis wheat July up 1.75 to 613.25. September up 1.25 to 618.5. Energy markets this morning are mixed. August crude oil up 22 cents to 80.95. September up 28 cents to 80.24. Meanwhile, July and August gas now steady. July at 251, August at 249. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 383, July 386, new crop 398, cash and July beans 1091, new crop 1040. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash and July corn 409, August 397 and a half, new crop 403 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and July corn 410, new crop 403. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and July corn 385, new crop 398. Cash beans 1088 to July 1080, new crop 1045. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $3.95, new crop $4.03, cash beans $10.85, new crop at $10.35. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $4.16, July $4.17, August $4.15, new crop $4.08, cash beans $11.38, July $11.40, August $11.22, new crop at $10.61. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.82, new crop $3.98, cash beans $10.92, new crop $10.45. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle $175 to $195, Holstein fed cattle $162 to $185, market cows $119 to $140, bulls $139 to $166, calves $220 to $910, beef steers $165 to $330, Holstein steers $138 to $255. Sheep markets, market lambs $215 and down, light lambs $285 and down, ewes $120 and down, rams $80 and down, goat markets, does $150 and down, bucks $180 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet, similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text GOOD to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Never have tripped down a bayou stream, but I heard that music on the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a Highway 10, past the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge and I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night and the moon is out, I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet out in the middle of a big and I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more, wanna dance to a band from a Louisiana tonight. And a crawfish pie, a Gulf storm blowing into town tonight. Living on the Delta's quiet show, they got hurricane parties every time it blows. But here up north, it's a cold, cold rain, and there ain't no cure for my blues today. Except when the paper says Beausoleil is coming into town, baby, let's go down. It's Saturday night, and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet of a big dance floor. When I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more, wanna dance to a band from a Louisiana tonight. Bring your mama, bring your papa, bring your sister too. They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. Cajun beat, when it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet out in the middle of a big dance floor. When I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more, wanna dance to a band from a Louisiana tonight.
remember how it used to feel, riding down old 2 Mile Hill. Tennis shoes up on the handlebars, paying no mind to the passing cars. No doubts, no fears, just like when you are here. No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls, no net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard, no hands. It took a little time to get up to speed, to find the confidence and the strength I'd need, to just let go and reach for the sky. You know, sometimes it felt I could fly. No doubts, no fears, just like when you are here. No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls, no net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard, no hands. It doesn't take much, just a smile or a touch, and I'm a kid again. I can almost feel that wind. No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls, no net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard, no hands. Look hard, no.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Show me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool. Came to Babylon, found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Now his guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on. Oh, but thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave. And his guitar's Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitar's Cadillacs, hillbilly music, turns Cadillacs. He'll feel the music. The only thing that keeps me hanging on. The only thing that keeps me hanging on. It's the only thing that keeps me hanging on. Oh, oh, oh.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. And joining us this morning, Finley. She is one of the dairy princesses here in Buffalo County. I had a chance to talk with Finley yesterday on Sunday, yes, during the dairy breakfast for Buffalo County. Our dairy breakfast sponsors included Farm First Dairy Cooperative, Chippewa Valley Energy, Bauer Seeds and Service, O'Galley Cheese Factory, Wisconsin Credit Union, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, and Martin Transport. And Finley, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I live on a dairy farm on the Elma Bluff. My parents are Scott and Heidi Knoll.
Okay, and how big is the farm?
We have about 110 dairy cows. We have some Great Holsteins as well as registered Ayrshires.
What's your favorite, the Holsteins or the Ayrshires? I'm gonna put you on the spot.
I would say the Ayrshires.
Why?
Just because I like to show the Ayrshires a little bit better than the Holsteins, yeah.
Talking with Finley Knoll, she's a Buffalo County Dairy Princess. I had a chance to talk with Finley yesterday during the Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast. So what made you decide to become Dairy Princess or run for it?
I just wanted to help promote the dairy industry, especially in Buffalo County. And I think it's just a great industry, and I love being a part of it.
So what grade are you in school?
I'm going to be a senior.
Okay, what are your plans after high school?
I'm going to attend University of Wisconsin River Falls and major in ag business.
So you're going to come back to the farm?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah? Okay, great. What are some of the things you like best about doing, being Dairy Princess?
I like to see a lot of the kids and see how much they like just the cows and everything and how they're so interested in learning more.
What are some of the questions the kids ask you?
How often do you milk a cow? Once in a while, you'll get the, does chocolate milk come from brown cows? But not very much around here.
Do you have to pump the tail? Do you ever get that question?
No.
Now, have you ever gotten the question, where does strawberry milk come from? Is the cow red or not? Have you ever got, because I've gotten that question before.
Yes, I have.
Really?
Yeah, it's been, I think, I got asked it at one of the parades, I think, yeah.
Okay, well, again, we had a chance to talk with Finley Knoll. She is one of the Buffalo County Dairy Princesses. I had a chance to talk with her yesterday during the Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast. They had to hold it on Sunday, of course, because of all of the rain that we've been having here in western Wisconsin as of late. But there was a great crowd that did show up even on Sunday morning here to Marbeck Dairy. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Active weather to start the new work week in our ag weather forecast. Most of today will be dry, but we'll have some showers and thunderstorms arriving later on this evening and into the overnight. Storms could be strong to severe with damaging winds. The main threat, dry weather, will then return for the middle of the week, followed by another chance of widespread rain late in the week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 80 to 85, relative humidities at 55 to 60%. South winds at 8 to 13, gusting to 30. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. For tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms possible, 70% chance some storms could be severe. Lows from 64 to 69, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, south winds at 7 to 12, shifting to the southwest. We'll see anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs 80 to 85, relative humidities at 45 to 50%, northwest winds at 5 to 10, and we'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, sunshine, highs 70 to 75, north winds at 5 to 10. For Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 70 to 75. Friday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, highs 75 to 80. And for Saturday, partly sunny, highs 70 to 75.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Dragonflies are charming insects to watch. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. With their brilliant colors and transparent wings, you can't help but be transfixed by their movement over water as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
A lot of dragonflies at the lake near our house. I love to watch them hover and dart around, but they used to scare the kids. They're large insects and those long abdomens do look menacing. Ken Holscher is an extension entomologist at Iowa State University. He says there's no need to be afraid of dragonflies. They don't bite, sting, or cause any harm to humans. However, small insects don't stand a chance.
In fact, they're probably the best mosquito control you can have in terms of picking adult mosquitoes out of the air and feeding on them. Every now and then around some neighborhoods, there'll just be a swarm of dragonflies all flying around. And people get concerned about that and think there's something wrong and they need to do something about it. And we tell them, nope, they're probably there because there's food for them and that's something you want.
Adult dragonflies hunt only on warm, sunny days. They fly in a pattern back and forth over the water up to speeds of 30 miles per hour. They scoop small insects from the air using their spiny front legs that are held like a basket under the mouth. It would be very beneficial to have dragonflies patrolling your backyard, but Holscher says it's difficult to attract them.
You're going to find them in areas where obviously they have water to reproduce in, a constant source of water. It can't just be a temporary puddle or a pool or anything like that. So anywhere where you have a pond, a lake, any type of water source like that, you're probably going to have them. And then along with that, at least with the adults, there's got to be an abundance of food for them.
Dragonflies are sensitive to pollution, so their presence may be a sign of a healthy ecosystem. However, they're a hardy insect. According to fossil records, dragonflies have remained unchanged for millions of years, even predating the dinosaurs.
Learn more about the beautiful dragonfly at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hear that sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She knows every move that a man could make. She knows every trick in the book. She knows how to give. Knows how to take. For so many times she's been taken a fool by those alibis and lying eyes and all the best lines. Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been cheated on and pushed around. Again, her feelings once came from the heart. One day I gave her a wedding ring, and one night I tore all those feelings apart. With my alibis and light eyes and all the best lies, Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been cheated on and pushed around and left alone. Lord knows what I've put her through. And boy, you can bet if a roof can be made, she knows how to make her own alibis and lines. Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been cheated on and pushed around and left alone. Lord knows what I've put her through. And boy, you can bet if a move can be made, she knows how to make one on.
Carry a tune in a bucket. What's on the mission to drown her memory?